Welcome to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. My name is Art Bennett, and I'm your host. On Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls, we explore the issues related to raising families, improving our mental health, and integrating the principles of psychology with the Catholic understanding of the human person. Our topic today is intimacy issues, and our guest is Dr. Lisa Klawicki. Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Klawicki. She earned her Doctorate of Philosophy degree in Clinical Psychology and a Master's degree in Theology, both from Fuller Theological Seminary in Pasadena, California. She's a licensed psychologist and has extensive experience with youth and adults around issues of relationships, marriage, and family life through the integration of sound psychology and reliable theology. And currently, Dr. Klawicki has a private practice conducting psychotherapy with adults and is a professor at the Institute for the Psychological Sciences in Arlington, Virginia. Welcome, Lisa. How are you?
Thank you.
Great to have you here with us.
Pleasure to be here.
Great. Well, we're tackling the topic of intimacy issues, and let's just begin at the beginning here. What do we mean? What do you mean by intimacy?
Intimacy. Good question. The word intimacy, what's the first thing that comes to your mind, that pops into your head when you think of intimacy? Most people respond, sex.
Thank you for saying that for me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I figured most people get a little hang up on that, so I help you out a bit.
Thank you.
But anyway, talking about authentic intimacy is a little bit different. I think some of what happens in our society is the word intimacy has been so misused that we relate physical intimacy as the only type of intimacy, whereas psychological studies actually show that there are six different types of intimacy, and physical intimacy is only one type. And among that, marital relations is only one piece of a physical intimacy. And so with that, we've got to go back and then redefine what is intimacy from a Christian perspective.
So in our culture, we tend to associate with sex. You're saying that's a narrow definition.
It's a very narrow definition of intimacy. And wasn't definition of intimacy when the words first started becoming used within the psychological literature and realm.
Okay. So what's a better definition?
Better definition is the word intimacy actually means open or openness.
Mm-hmm.
And so intimacy would be a deep, meaningful exchange in which unconditional love is both given and received. It's got to be a mutual relationship, and a mutual relationship in which love is unconditional, not based on whether you do something for me, but just based on the fact that I love you because you are a being created by God.
Okay, so freedom is critical to this, and it's unconditional, meaning kind of no matter what?
No matter what.
Wow.
No matter what. God tells us that we have to love as He loved. He loved us with a sacrificial love, dying on the cross for us. And so He calls us to do the same thing, to love each other in that kind of way. The other piece of this is that we're created to be a relational people. God created us so that we were in relationship. And if you look at Genesis, it says the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate, a suitable partner." And so even in our creation, God creates us to be relational people. He created Adam, created all kinds of birds of the air and fish and animals, and none of them were a suitable partner for him, only woman was a suitable partner.
So are we most real and are we most truly ourselves than when we're in relationship? Is that?
When we're in relationship to another being, yes.
Because a lot of us, it's tempting to think the other way, that we're really ourselves when we're alone and nobody's there. And then when we start getting in relationships, starting meeting people, we feel a series of compromises that maybe take us away from our genuine true self. But you're kind of saying it's almost the opposite. We're
right.
Really ourselves when we're in relationship with people.
Yes, absolutely. And those relationships are not just, again, when we think of relationship, we think of romantic relationship. And here I'm talking about any kind of relationship. For instance, the relationships are the means for which unconditional love and authentic intimacy are provided. And authentic intimacy and unconditional love are the ultimate human needs. That in fact, often we think of physical relationship as the ultimate need, and by that we mean intimate physical relationship.
Right.
Again, misusing the word here.
Or restricting
right?
it. Restricting,
restricting
it.
The word mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. To sexual activity. Whereas our actual human need is the relationship with other people. For instance, there's a monkey experiment done by Harlow's called Harlow's Monkeys, where Harlow took rhesus monkeys and he gave some of them wire mesh surrogate moms, and he put bottles in them. And then he had other monkeys that were wire mesh, but they were clothed. They had terry cloth and fur on top of them. And so the monkeys had to choose the soft relationship versus the food. Mm-hmm. And the monkeys would starve themselves clinging to the soft monkey.
Uh-huh.
And a monkey is instinctual. So here, as human beings, even developed beyond a monkey stage, it's the hypothesis is that we as humans would starve ourselves in order to have the physical contact, in order to be in relationship to another being.
So even on the natural level, then, you see what you're saying is even on the natural level, we're starving for closeness, we're starving for intimacy, physical intimacy.
Yes. Yes. The other piece of this is orphans done. Around World War II, there were a lot of orphans in orphanages, and the nuns couldn't get to all of them. And so some of the babies, unfortunately, were merely fed and bathed and clothed and had their immediate needs taken care of. Other babies were actually cuddled and rocked and held. And those babies lived, while the babies who had their food and clothing necessities met died. Again, the hypothesis being that relationship is more than just instinctual needs.
So that physical closeness, then, is not a nice thing. It's not an add-on. It's not something you get around to if all other needs are met. You're saying that's right at the heart of what it means to be a person?
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. Another piece here is that, and I always like to tell my adolescents especially, is I want to guess at who the longest living people are in the world. The longest living people are celibate religious women, nuns.
Really?
Live longer than anybody else, if you look at the longevity studies. And so as much as people think that they need to have sexual relationship in order to sustain life, and of course all adolescent boys say, oh, yeah, yeah, the reality is that they don't, that our longest living people in the world are celibate religious.
But the celibate religious are getting are having intimate relationships.
Sure they are. They're in relationship to each other. And they cover all of the other forms of intimacy, just minus the one subset of physical intimacy.
So intimacy is critical because through it we get the unconditional love that we need and the closeness that we need.
That's right.
And what we're going to do now, later we're going to explore the different types of intimacy, because you've said one of the problems with our culture is we restrict it to just one type, sexual intimacy, and we have to broaden it out to different other different areas.
Right, right. And as we can see from the literature and some of the research, that the sexual intimacy is not our need, that we can live without it. But we can't live without affection. We can't live without emotional intimacy.
So that's not an option. That's something we absolutely need. Even nuns get that, right?
Even nuns get that. That's right. They live in community, and if you'll ask a nun, it's much harder to live in a community of 20 other women than to live in a household of four or five.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so what Lisa's laid on the table here is that intimacy, you can't be restricted just to one type of intimacy, sexual intimacy, and we're going to go and explore the other aspects of it here in a second. You're listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. This is Art Bennett, your host. We'll be back after this.